So it is Monday again. That means it's time to take a look back at what's happened in Major League Soccer over the weekend. MLS Monday is here. Drew joins us as always. Drew, hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andy, it's great to be back. I went through a little bit of withdrawal last week, not hearing your voice, but it's good to finally hear it again.
Yeah, bank holiday Monday last week, so no MLS Monday, but it is back. Although we are not back for a full load of MLS results because of the international break, Drew.
Yes, that's right. MLS does not... they don't really play to the FIFA schedule, so there were some games this weekend, but not a full set of fixtures, as you said. We actually just missed out on those at the bank holiday weekend last weekend.
Somebody who, of course, scored this weekend, Robbie Keane, would have been playing for LA Galaxy. Had they been playing, they weren't, but there's a good example of somebody who, of course, is a big international name these days. Although somebody else who's a big international name who did play at the weekend is Didier Drogba. Now, Montreal Impact were up against Chicago Fire. We've spoken at length about this has not been the Fire's season. Didier, though, gets his hat trick in that game.
Absolutely, and it was typical Didier Drogba, powerful, just a beast in the 18-yard box, and he was more than anything that the defenders of Chicago Fire could handle. And he really just shows that golf in class that a top striker of his quality can bring to a team when you're playing against MLS-level defenders. And really a hat trick, his second game with Montreal Impact. They're in a very good position right now. And even though I didn't think it was going to be a real good signing, he's 37, but now after watching the game over the weekend, I really think he could maybe push on into maybe 40. He only has an 18-month contract with Montreal, but who knows?
Who would you say is the most on-fire striker in MLS at the moment? Obviously, it would be easy to say, just in like last week, it would be him with that hat-trick. But do you think overall, because obviously Toronto have got somebody who's quite a hot shot these days?
Well, yes. Really, that's a hard question right now, coming off of this short list of fixtures over the weekend. But one player that I think that people should watch out for is Kia Kamara. He plays for Columbus Crew. He spent some time in England with Norwich City as well as Middlesbrough. He's had a fantastic season. He's really taken what he learned in England, took it back to MLS, and he's really excelled with Columbus Crew. But he's done very well. Obviously, we've talked about Sebastian Giovinco. He's not really an outright striker. But again, another striker, I guess, that we could talk about, we could come on to, is Charlie Davies of New England Revolution, because New England are flying high right now in the Eastern Conference. 16 points from their last six games, and the most informed team right now in Major League Soccer.
Yeah, you mentioned there the Revolution. I'll be honest with you, I think of the Revolution and Alexi Lalas. Back in the very early days of MLS, Lalas had been playing in Europe. I think it was for Padova in Italy. Major League Soccer starts. I think he'd still got the big beard and big hair by this point when he joins the Revolution.
Yeah, I think he really kept that big hair and big beard until he moved up to the front office with LA Galaxy. But yeah, that was the New England Revolution of the past. But last year they were the MLS runners-up for the MLS Cup and really doing well at the moment. But as we know, MLS is a bit of a funny league. One week we'll have a team playing very well, playing some really excellent soccer, and then the next week it'll be the total opposite. So MLS, until we get to that playoffs, it's just a league where we see a lot of teams go on a run, and then they go on a bit of a losing streak for a bit.
To look to the future a bit, Drew, MLS is an expanding league. We've seen teams come into the league in recent years. I know to come there is an Atlanta franchise. I think there's a Minnesota franchise. But also, I'm a bit confused by this because I thought that David Beckham was involved in the Orlando side being set up, Orlando City Soccer Club. But now isn't he involved in another team in Florida?
Well, Orlando was a team actually that was playing in the lower leagues of American soccer for a little bit before they made the move up to MLS as an expansion franchise. Now, when Beckham signed his contract in 2007, now that's about 8 years ago now, or more than 8 years ago, he was given a provision in his contract where he could basically own an MLS franchise when he retired. Now, MLS has been very gung-ho about trying to get a team in Miami. If we cast our minds back to about 14 years ago, there was an MLS franchise in Miami known as the Miami Fusion. But due to various reasons, mostly due to stadium problems and a lack of fan interest, the club was actually dissolved by Major League Soccer. But since then, as soccer has basically emerged in the last few years in the U.S. The league is trying to get a team back into South Florida, and of course that would also help with Orlando doing so well in the northern part of the state. Then we could have a bit of a state rivalry there between the two.
That previous Miami club, am I right in thinking Carlos Valderrama played for them?
You would be right. He did play for them. A lot of actually good players did go through the Miami club, and actually in the last year of their existence, I believe, if I can remember correctly, they were the Supporters Shield winners, best team in the regular season. But unfortunately, again, due to the lack of interest, they decided to fold the club. But now they think that there is going to be an interest in Miami for a new team. But one of the big problems, Andy, is despite Beckham being behind this team, there's actually another team that's starting in Miami. And as you know, that in the U.S. we don't have promotion and relegation, but we do have some lower leagues. And the league right below MLS is the North American Soccer League. And they, earlier this year, unveiled a new team that will be housed in Miami that will begin, I believe, from next year. And that team is actually co-owned by the AC Milan great Paolo Maldini, as well as being coached by the great Alessandro Nesta, who spent time with Montreal Impact before retirement.
Do you ever see a time that there would be promotion and relegation in America?
You know, I want to say yes, but at the same time, I think, Andy, especially right now, I don't know if fans would really get it, because we don't have that in other American sports. And I think there's a lot of money. There's too much money in Major League Soccer, and there's not a lot of people who want to lose money if their team is relegated. And I think that's going to be the bottom line, is the financial restrictions or the financial reasons that people will not want to put this into place.
Well, let's turn our attention to players. We've seen this summer a lot of big names move to Major League Soccer. The transfer window is now closed, both in MLS and most of the major European leagues. But what about in January? Are there already some rumours flying about in the States as to who might be heading over?
Well, I've seen a couple of rumours. Now, I don't think these players are going to arrive in January because they're actually playing for some big clubs right now in Europe. But it would be more of a summertime move once the European season is over. And the two biggest names that have hit my radar lately, of course, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, one of my favorite players. He has been rumored to wanting to end his career in the USA, and of course there's been some speculation at the end of the transfer window that he might leave Paris Saint-Germain. So we could see him in MLS, and I think that would be fantastic, something that MLS fans have never seen a player quite like him on and off the pitch. And as well, another player, one of my favorite players, is Xabi Alonso, who came out, I believe, last week and said that he would be open to a move to MLS at the end of this year, as I believe his contract with Bayern Munich ends next July. So I think two very strong moves, but again, this goes back to the old argument that is MLS a retirement home for these aging players? Regardless, these two players can really bring a lot to the table with MLS, as we've seen with Didier Drogba over the weekend. He still has it at the MLS level.
Finally, Drew, which games stand out for you in the coming week's action?
I keep my eye on Montreal, as we've talked about in the past. They have quite a few games in hand right now. They sit sixth in the Eastern Conference, and I think they will make the playoffs, especially with Drogba giving that the surge that he's been able to give them in recent weeks. And I'd also watch out for, let's go with the New York Red Bulls here, a team I've talked about quite a lot. I've written about them on worldsoccertalk.com, and they are a team that's surging. They're only 2 points behind DC United right now. They beat them last week during the bank holiday weekend, a very dominant performance from them. And I think that the Wright Phillips brothers are doing outstanding for the Red Bulls.
Music and sport, all on crystal clear digital radio. This is Radio Yorkshire.